Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Especially in alt tech because YouTube sucks balls. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Democrats are butthurt. Fuck them. So right now everybody's crying that they're gonna lose their jobs. Well guess what? It's all the government workers. They're the ones that are screwing the world up. At least this country. I don't know about other people in other countries, but the Democrats here suck ass. Don't worry, Republicans ain't any better. They're losers for different reasons. But Democrats, they take the cake. What do you think? I'm glad that Trump is doing all this stuff. He said he was, but it's a start. I think we need to keep on going. Let's see how far this rabbit hole goes, right? It's funny, they keep on throwing all this trash on Trump, saying that he's a felon, that he's this, he's that. But yeah, look at the last regime that was in. Look at Trump. Biden. Look at all the stuff that he did. And they're saying he's a saint, that he's the best. Okay. Well, why don't you give Trump a second chance? See what he does. I say give him the benefit of the doubt. That's what I'm doing. I don't know if he's going to be better for the country or not. But he's going to do stuff. So, let's see. Let's see what he does. Well, I voted for the guy, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. He has issues. Everybody has issues. We're not perfect. Nobody is. But some guys are actually trying to actively fuck you in the ass. This guy, Trump, I think he's going to be doing more stuff because he wants, in the end of the day, everybody wants to make things work. And right now, the country is not working. I remember years ago when I was younger, things was running all right. And look at now. Everything's expensive. The roads are shit. Everything's shit. People around you are shit. Everything is shit. So you're trying to tell me that everything's fine? I don't think so. Don't worry, I got receipts. You could see this fucking bucktooth old mummy, what's his name, Chuck Schumer? The shit that he's saying. Well, let's roll the fucking tape, right? Man, I'm tired of these people's crap.
Last night, President Trump plunged the country into chaos.
I don't know what Chunk from the Goonies is talking about. How is the world, the country, plunged into chaos just because people are getting deported and weak-ass losers are losing their jobs? Okay. Well, did these people care about when I'm suffering? When I'm getting everything charged up the ass? Me losing everything? Losing my job? Losing all this? Losing all that? No, it's fine, right? But this guy's saying it's chaos. This guy's just a filthy liar. He should take off that pin. American flag. You're not an American. You're just a turd. Of course, this is just my opinion, but what do I know? I'm just a retard, right? Right? Okay, then. Let's keep going, right?
Without a shred of warning, the Trump administration announced a halt to virtually all federal funds across the country.
Hey, guy, do you know that the country's broke, right? We got no money. How the hell would we fund all these programs with no money? Does this enter into that stupid little brain of yours? We be broke, fool. We got no money. Are you gonna suck some cock? I don't wanna suck cock, so I'll leave that to you, bro. Just saying.
In an instant, Donald Trump has shut off billions, perhaps trillions, of dollars that directly support states, cities, towns, schools, hospitals, small businesses, and most of all, American families.
Dude, don't tempt me with a good time. That sounds good. I wish Trump does do this stuff. Please do. Right now, I was making my dick hard, so, like, what's up, bro? I'm ready. Let's do this thing.
This is a dagger at the heart of the average American family in red states, in blue states, in cities, in suburbs, in rural areas. It is just outrageous.
Do you know what's outrageous? Do you say all this bullshit, but where are your receipts? Show me this. Show me all this. Please. I want to know. Please, let me see this. Oh, what? You don't have it? Okay, then. So, shut up.
Funds for things like disaster assistance, local law enforcement, rural hospitals, aid to the elderly, food for people in need.
What are you talking about? Remember defund the police? Who was doing that? Democrats. Who's the one that's giving all this money away and pissing it away? It's Democrats. Where are all this money going to? Trump is just stopping the gravy train and giving it to people that don't deserve it, like immigrants. I know, I talked to some chick that wants to suck my dick. She was saying all this nonsense, and I was like, no, it's not. You know, all these people there and they here are illegal aliens. No, but my grandma. Like, so what? It's like, I got relatives too. Like, that doesn't mean shit. All these people are here are the people that are doing stupid shit. These are the people you need to get rid of. But no, no, no. You just want you to pay for them while they keep on stealing stuff from you? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Come on. I don't know. They always say that grandma and all these people are getting left and getting kicked out. But the only thing I see that people are getting kicked out are all the dirtbags. What's not to love? You just trying to scare people to do your bidding so you could have your way. Nah, man, you're a liar, in my opinion.
All are on the chopping block in this new administration. Why? They need tax cuts for the ultra wealthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, tax breaks for the super rich. You think so, man? Really? Weren't the Democrats doing that stuff? Remember? All this stuff that happened last election, all this other stuff, all this stuff that's happening? Really? Man, you need to stop saying all these stupid lies. You're a liar. There's nothing going on. The only thing that's going on is the crap that you guys are doing. I'm just saying, maybe I'm just stupid because I'm a Taco American, I guess. I don't know. I guess I am stupid. I'm sorry, senor.
And these cuts, they think, will fund them. Every one of our offices has been deluged with calls from people who are in panic. What is this going to mean?
I tell what it means. It means these worthless people are getting fired. And bye-bye, we don't need them. It's more money in our pockets and less money for scumbags like you. I'm just saying, man. I know you think it's bad. It's because you're losing your money, your source of income. Well, guess what? Now you have to get a real job. Well, don't worry, just have to say paper or plastic. Oh yeah, that's right, there's no more plastic bags now. Not some weird stuff, so whatever. You do you, boo.
What if I have a hospital that has people on life support?
Hey, I got an idea, how about if you just pull the plug? You know? Or, you pay for it! How about that? I shouldn't pay for it. This is not my family, this has nothing to do with me, so why should I pay for it? Yeah, in my opinion, this guy keeps on pushing the narrative, keeps on saying all this nonsense. But what do I know, right? I digress.
What are we gonna do? And just like the January 6th pardons, this decision is lawless, dangerous, destructive, cruel. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Oh, now they're saying that it's unconstitutional. Oh, okay. And the stuff that you guys were doing to Trump, that was unconstitutional? Was it? I don't know, but... Okay, well, now that the shoe's on the other foot, it's bad. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Constitutional. I spoke to my attorney general this morning. She's head of the State Attorneys General Association. They're going to court right away on this. Horror. This, plain and simple, this is Project 2025.
Yeah, these people keep on pushing this nonsense. It's because it works, the gaslighting. All these people keep on spewing this shit as stupid, retarded people. The people that are weak. I see this all the time. That's why I don't like people on welfare or dumb people. Because they are the ones pushing this narrative. Is because these worms need their little minions so they could push this crap. But I'm not one of your minions. I see this and I'm going to point it out. So that's how it is. And that's going to be.
Project 2025 by another name. They knew how unpopular Project 2025 was. But the right-wing ideologues are still in control. So they had to do it in a different way, but it has the same consequences and will have the same horrible, negative, overwhelming reaction from the American people.
Yes, this dude thinks he knows better, that he knows what the American people want. He thinks that all this DEI nonsense is what the people need. No, no. We need you to butt out, leave all this crap alone, and just mind your own business. Why can't you do that? Why? Oh, that's right, because you want money and power. What a nice, great person this guy is.
And who is going to be the implementer of this? none other than the chief cook and bottle washer of Project 2025, Russell Vogt. Putting someone like Russell Vogt at OMB, the architect of Project 2025, is a huge danger sign to America.
Yeah, I swear, these people think that they could do whatever the hell they want and there's no consequences. They can't do no wrong. Oh, okay, you stupid goblin. There's so many times you could start psyching people out, and sooner or later people are gonna call your bluff. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just glad that all this stuff's going bad for the Democrats. Imagine having this freak as our president? Aw, jeez. Just go back to the truck stops and do what you do best, right? Oh man, these people suck so much, but whatever.
Hi.
That's okay, sooner or later someone's gonna get the jump on them, right? Oh, but whatever. This is Gonzo G saying,
hey, Siri,
goodbye, take care of yourself, and be awesome.
Right,
goodbye.
Now. I opened the garage.